This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 18th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Picture a man carrying a suitcase walking with a woman holding a baby. They're immigrants. They're searching for a place to call home. They're greeted with no children allowed, and they're turned away, and doors are slammed in their faces. Finally, on Ossington Avenue, a Polish family says yes and rent them a third-floor room, a room with a washroom and a tiny kitchenette. They were ecstatic. They furnished it with a bedroom set, a crib, a comfortable little love seat, a bookshelf, a little coffee table, two chairs, and a little table to eat on, and a high chair for their daughter. They were in paradise. They had a home in glorious Canada, and the future was theirs to build. They invited their only relatives, an uncle and aunt and their children, to their Canadian abode. The 10-year-old daughter looked around and spoke up. She said to the woman, "You lied. You said you live in just one room, but you have a kitchen, a dining room, a living room, a bedroom, a library, a nursery, a bathroom. That's 7 rooms. You may be wondering why I share this story. The little immigrant family was my mom and dad and me. Today is National Housing Day, and on this day, we can perhaps take a look around us and examine our world and how we're living. Canada is experiencing a housing crisis. Immigrants are standing in wait of shelter. Times were tough in 1949, and they are again now. Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation says Canada still needs to build about 3.5 million more houses by 2030, above and beyond what is currently planned, in order to restore affordability. In the meantime, the lack of affordable housing is causing problems, including homelessness. 230,000 Canadians experience homelessness each year. With fewer and fewer affordable homes, 1 in 3 Canadian households are renting. According to a Nanos poll, 1 in 4 Canadians are either worried or somewhat worried about making their monthly rent. 1 in 5 of all rental households in Canada spend 50% of their income on rent. Those in homes, watching interest rates go up and up, some fear foreclosure. A Nanos poll shows that 84% of us support or somewhat support investing in building a new and affordable housing to stimulate the economy and help end homelessness now. The crisis is real. Affordable homes for purchase or rent seem non-existent. Today, National Housing Day, can be our day to open our eyes to the problem and perhaps open our minds to creative ways to solve it. Mayor Chow says by 2030, Toronto will build 65,000 homes. But in the meantime, what are the other things we can do? What can we do to make our city more welcoming and create homes for those who need it immediately? Housing is absolutely essential for each of us. We all deserve a place to call home, a refuge, a comfort zone. It's a basic need. But how this home looks and where it is need not be conventional. We don't have to have a single house, a semi, or city condos. It'll take time to build and repair structures, and government funding has been allocated. What else can we do to accelerate and get things going so that every Canadian that wants one can have a roof over their head? In 1941, wartime housing created 26,000 rental homes quickly and efficiently. Perhaps we need to look back and find a solution. Make it easier to build 4, 6, and 10-plex structures, multifamily homes in our city, instead of waiting for the 60 and 100-story condos. The City of Toronto now has allowed unrelated individuals to rent together. That should help. An innovative program in Sault Ste. Marie facilitated a family to go from home renter to homeowner. The home was a declining property assessment home, and it was purchased and renovated by the social services. They used Ontario Workers Training Programmers to do the work, and they got their certification at the same time. It was a win-win-win. The LeBrun family were able to buy their home with a guaranteed mortgage over the next 5 years using the equity of the home as a down payment, and their payments were affordable. Thinking outside the box can tackle the national housing crisis. We all just need to look at fresh possibilities and open our minds to different ideas about housing. Consider modular or container homes, laneway homes, the tiny homes, live workspaces in unoccupied business offices. We can't run away from this problem. We're aware of the impact it has on our society when homelessness is part of our equation. We must not ignore the consequences of a lack of housing. So let's keep our eye on it. Let's demand our governments fulfill their promises to build affordable housing. And let's also explore alternatives. Perhaps do our share to create a living space for someone who needs it. Mother Teresa said, "If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one." Today, you're From a Woman's Perspective team will share their knowledge and experience and be ready to empower anyone wishing to make informed decisions do so without regret. After one important message about organ donation, we'll have a chat with Darren Farwell and Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Change is part of life, and as much as some of us resist it, it comes. All we can do is make the best of it and go with the flow. Today, after well over a decade with hundreds of happy stories and solid information about how to invest tax efficiently and how to retire on our own terms, Darren Farwell and Leslie McCormick join us today to say goodbye. So good morning, Darren. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for that words. And look, there's no one listening today, I'm sure, that isn't, you know, to whom change is a stranger. We've seen an awful lot of change in the last number of years. Change certainly does happen. But one thing won't change, Marilyn, and that's the good memories and happy stories of connecting with you, Marilyn, and your From a Woman's Perspective listeners. There's been too many. There's a panorama of happy stories over the years. Like when Jennifer lost her husband, Jennifer was devastated, overwhelmed, unsure of what to do next and who to turn to. That's not a surprise in her circumstance. And I'm sure even a few of you listening have been there. In part, Marilyn, because of you, your energy, your proactive attitude and encouragement, Jennifer did find a way forward. This included me and our team at the Farwell Group being there to help when she called to ask if we could spend some time speaking with her. And in fact, we're part of her new life still today. It's been a real honor to be part of From a Woman's Perspective team. Nonetheless, as Marilyn, you've said, it's time to give others space to speak, a different perspective. And speaking of a different perspective, Leslie has been a long-term and important part of our team, and I'd like to ask Leslie, what are the moments you treasure from your time with From a Woman's Perspective listeners?
Well, as everyone I'm sure by now knows, I am particularly concerned that 90% of women end up solely responsible for their finances later on in life, and yet so few plan that way. And I've really appreciated being able to, over the years, share information and insights to help women achieve a lifetime of financial independence, regardless of their marital status today or how that may change in the future. And also help couples have that plan that works for both of them and each of them. Reflecting on the many wonderful conversations that I've had with listeners over the years, the one that stands out the most to me was the woman who called me from the parking lot of the funeral home. She was a new widow and simply didn't know where to start. It was an honor and privilege to be able to listen, that she would call me, and, you know, to hear about all that had happened over the last while, and really help her in the one way that I could that day. And that was by bringing clarity financially to just what needed to be done now and what could wait. Now, I'd like to say thank you, Marilyn, for having us for so many years. I've enjoyed each and every conversation. Thank you.
Oh, you're both so very welcome, and you will be missed. But I thank you both for being such positive sources of information and for being there for the Women's Perspectives listeners and being part of my team. It's always wonderful to deal with good people, and I know that we'll speak again in the future and we'll all move on from this moment. You leave big shoes to fill, and they'll be filled by the voices of a knowledgeable team of many voices from GlidePath, and they'll educate us about financial planning and insurance and more as well. But in the meantime, know that all these years, you've changed people's lives and you've made a positive difference as part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. And you live on in my heart and in my mind, and I'm sure in all the minds and hearts of the people whose lives you've touched. I'm going to say auf Wiedersehen and au revoir and adios and arrivederci and bye-bye. And I'm going to thank you both and your whole team for being the people you are and caring and giving and sharing and making a difference in this world, a very positive difference. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, the Farwell Group. Very happy to have known you and continue to know you in the future. Be well, and bye for now.
Thank you, Marilyn, for those very kind words. Now, I do want to be clear, while Leslie and I are passing on the baton, you know, we aren't leaving the planet. You know, if there are any listeners who would like to keep connection going with our team, the Farwell Group, please feel free to send an email or call in, and we'll connect with you through our newsletters, our website, and the articles that we do. But for now, good luck again to you, Marilyn, from a woman's perspective, and to your listeners, and best wishes going forward.
It's always wonderful to deal with people who deal with their hearts and their minds and their souls. Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group, 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you to the Farwell team. I look forward to hearing wonderful things about what you accomplish going forward. You always make a positive difference.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca. And experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, this time of year that's getting a little bit dark, we change the clocks, and many of my patients come in with fatigue, and I wanted to talk a little bit about some causes of fatigue and how we can try to reverse some of those symptoms. So, you know, if you're constantly feeling tired, actually you're not alone, because actually many health practitioners report fatigue as one of the most common patient complaints, and about 45% of people in North America actually experience constant fatigue. So the main thing is naturopathically, you want to get to the root cause of fatigue, and sometimes that can be a little bit tricky. So it's not simply good enough to get more sleep for a lot of patients. We actually want to understand what's causing the fatigue. And there's three hidden health conditions that I want to focus on today that actually might be making us tired. So the first one is something called adrenal fatigue. And that adrenal fatigue really describes a condition in which chronic stress levels are really overstimulated. They've overstimulated the adrenal glands, and they actually cause them to produce inconsistent levels of a hormone called cortisol, and that's our stress hormone. So the symptoms that we can get when that happens is sometimes extreme fatigue, brain fog, hair loss. So it's not just fatigue that we can experience, but many other things, including difficulty sleeping, loss of appetite, so many other things that we can experience. And typically, the adrenals influence many parts of our body, and their functions have a significant effect on our overall health. And there's many ways that we can address that, but I'm going to move on to the next hidden cause, and that's something called gut imbalance. And the source of our constant fatigue could also actually be inside our stomach, for example, because the gut's a complex system. It's made of millions of microbes, and their function is they break down food and absorb nutrients. And they basically keep our body healthy. But certainly gut imbalance can be cause of fatigue. And sometimes it's associated with things like upset stomach, unintentional weight loss, skin irritation, and even food intolerances. So things like having problems digesting our food. The last thing I wanted to focus on is hormone imbalances. And chronic fatigue can stem from a hormone imbalance. And that can be both for men and for women, because our hormones actually are our body's chemical messengers. Too much or too little of a hormone, even small changes can have an effect on our whole body. And some of the signs and symptoms can include other things like heavy or irregular periods, acne, dry skin, vaginal dryness, night sweats. And even in men, for example, hormonal problems, for example, difficulty concentrating. Even men can have hot flashes as well. And typically men can experience sexual difficulties. So from a naturopathic standpoint, one of the key things, and there's so many areas that we need to, you know, that I can focus on, but we definitely focus on, for example, adequate protein, exercise, reducing sugar intake, healthy fats and vegetables, reducing stress, many, many things that I focus on from a naturopathic perspective, but certainly people can give me a call if they want to get into a lot more detail. And they can give me a call, and my phone number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to address fatigue naturally, call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To live our best, to stay engaged in life, to be happy and comfortable, and enjoy the company of others, we need to be able to hear well and converse. Today, to explain how hearing devices can help improve our life, we welcome hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. There's a saying that you should buy the best that you can afford, and that definitely applies for a lot of things, including hearing aids. But sometimes you can comfortably get away with less. In the case of hearing aids, buying the best model might serve you well most of the time. However, it might also be money wasted because you often don't need the expensive features. We use a more simple approach to how we help people select hearing aids. Now, we recommend an approach where we discuss your specific needs and figure out a 5-year plan. Now, I say a 5-year plan because most people's hearing aids should last somewhere between 4 and 6 years on average with regular maintenance and adjustments. Hearing aids come in different shapes and sizes, but they also have a high-tech computer inside of them, which handles all the processing for speech and noise. The higher level models offer more in terms of processing power to better serve the listener in complex environments. That's not to say that someone won't be able to hear reasonably well with more basic models, but they won't be as comfortable. Now, to simplify, it depends on your lifestyle. If you live a busy lifestyle where you're involved in all kinds of social activities, pick a higher level of technology to serve your needs best. If you live a less busy lifestyle, you might be able to use a more basic model and do just fine. If you simply don't know where you stand and are overwhelmed by all the choices, then perhaps take a demo set of hearing aids that are programmed to the model that you're considering and try them out for a week or so. This should help you identify if you're getting what you want from that set of hearing aids. Marilyn, during an average week, we send several people home with demo hearing aids so that they can experience what life sounds like with hearing aids. This way, they can make better decisions about what hearing aids to pick. Now, a lot of times, people are also quite surprised at what they hear. People forget how noisy our lives are, even in our quiet homes. Which brings me to my happy story from this week. I recently sent out a gentleman by the name of Roger with his first ever set of hearing aids to try. He has a mild to moderate hearing loss, but he didn't believe that he was ready for hearing aids, but he was willing to give them a try. He admitted to that he was having a tough time hearing his grandson, but he was also concerned that he would be overwhelmed when his grandson was crying. So I explained how hearing aids worked, just to make sure that nothing would be overwhelming. Roger seemed excited to try something new. So this past week he returned, and he was quite pleased with how well he heard all things without ever being overwhelmed. Roger now has his own set of hearing aids because of this experience. In our minds, we tell ourselves our own stories. These stories are based on our beliefs and biases, but they aren't always accurate to how things are. Unless we see things from another viewpoint, we will go on doing the same things. If you want to experience how you should be hearing, make the call and we will take care of the rest. The number is 416-754-4327.
Well, anyone I've sent to you, Edmund, has called me and thanked me because not only do you let them test drive hearing aids, but beforehand, you determine what you think is the best kind of hearing aid for them. And because you aren't married to any one company, you aren't stuck having to put the hearing aid in their ear that just is by one particular manufacturer. The number to speak to Edmund is 416-754-4327. A call will get you started, a test drive of hearing aids will take you further, and then you can make an informed decision. That's 416-754-4327. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Any good relationship is built on communication. When we're ready to meet someone new, we need to meet good people so that we can find the right person. To help us, here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our very own Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about a gentleman that I had to come see me. His name is Frank, and he was a lovely guy, and he said, you know, I lost my wife. He'd been widowed for about just about over a year, just slightly over a year. And he said, you know, people that I talk to say that it's too soon. My kids think it's too soon. I'm just so very, very lonely, though. And I always think, and what I told him is, I think it's a testament to a good marriage that you want to do it again. I think it says that you were happy being married. You like the experience and you want to repeat it. When somebody's not happy, they don't call up a matchmaker. And I think that as long as you look at it in the right context and you're not rushing out and you're going to replace somebody right away, what you're simply doing is you're expanding your social network, you're getting to know people, and as long as you take it slow, I think you're fine to get started again. So certainly for Frank, he came to the service. I cautioned him a little bit and said, you know, just don't rush into anything. And he's met somebody and he's dating her, and she's also lost her husband. So very much in a similar situation.
So Frank's story is a great example, and you're basically telling us that if we're lonely, there's no definite right or wrong time. We can always expand our social network, meet other people, and when we're ready, we'll know it. So if someone wants to talk to you about how matchmaking works and maybe expand their social network a bit, how do we reach you, Linda?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call, 416-777-6302. We also have a website, mistyriverintros.com. You can book an appointment right on our website. There's also a wealth of information on there with our, I write a dating blog, so advice on, you know, when you haven't dated for a long period of time and you have questions about what you should do or what's the right thing. I do write a lot of articles for the website, and there's a 1-800 number on there as well that you can call as well if you're calling from outside of Toronto.
So if you're sitting there wishing that you had new people in your life and not knowing how to proceed, it can start with a simple phone call to matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Take down the number, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Make the call. Ask your questions and then take action as you're comfortable. Thanks, Linda, for sharing Frank's story.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a real pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk about managing stress. You know, between what's happening in the world and what's happening in our own lives, there's been a lot of stress in our community. And while stress is a natural and inevitable part of life, it does have negative effects on our physical and mental health. So I think it's really important to learn some stress management techniques to help us cope with this. And one of the common techniques that is advised by medicine is relaxation exercises. That could be meditation, that could be deep breathing yoga or Tai Chi. Sometimes that can just be taking a hot bath and letting yourself relax, but you really want to plan some relaxation into every day. We know that physical activity is a great way to relieve stress as it releases endorphins, which are those natural painkillers and mood boosters in our body. I think social supports are really important, and that's having friends and family to talk to. We want to focus on positive thinking, and so when we look at stress, we can look at it as a challenge and try and sort of reframe it so that we don't feel overwhelmed and helpless, but rather we're challenged and motivated and resilient. I think time management is really important, and we have to learn how to say no. If someone or an opportunity comes your way and you really don't want to do it and you really have enough on your plate, you want to learn to say, no, I appreciate it, but no, thank you. And I think sometimes we say yes when we really don't want to. And for every no we're saying to something, we're saying yes to something else. So if we say no to taking on a big responsibility, maybe we're saying yes to family time or yes to time for exercise or yes for time for hobbies and interests. So I think overall, we want to manage our time and manage what we consider the burdens that we deal with. You know, I think you may incorporate some of these techniques into your day-to-day life, and something may work better for you than something else, depending on your personality. But I think it's important that we pay attention, We care about ourselves, and we focus on decreasing stress and strategies to handle it.
Well, strategies are what you're all about, and your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, helps each and every person look after and take charge of their health. Your book is a bestseller in Canada. It's available in bookstores across Canada. Anyone listening who's interested can ask their local bookstore for it, go on Amazon, or go to the website drvivianbrown.com. And if you wish a signed copy, you're welcome to call me and order it directly from me at 416-504-6777. It's good to realize that we can say no, and then we're really saying yes to other good things. And that's what we learned from Dr. Brown. Useful advice in clear language. The book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Remember it, refer to it, and you'll be glad that you did. Dr. Brown, thank you for that useful advice. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you. Take care, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
What better day than National Housing Day to get smart real estate solutions from realtor Sharon Parenteau? Good morning, Sharon. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, Marilyn. I have to say that I love the many valuable ideas you shared about our current housing shortage. I have a few of my own. You know, back in 2017, the Toronto Star reported that there are 2.2 million empty bedrooms in the GTA. So there's no question that the majority of Canadian seniors are overhoused. So I have a question for you, Marilyn. Why do you think seniors are staying in homes bigger than they need?
Well, I guess there's a lot of reasons. Top of mind, maybe they're comfortable and they don't know what alternatives would be better for them. Or they can't bear to think about getting rid of the stuff they have and move to somewhere smaller, so they get stuck.
Exactly, Marilyn. I think you hit the nail on the head. I have spoken with so many seniors who wanted to smart size but end up deferring the decision because they have too much stuff to deal with. Sure, I'd love to move, they say, but have you seen my basement? And you know, it's really a shame, actually, because clutter has become the enemy that holds them in a house that has actually become a 2,500 square foot storage unit for things they don't want or don't use.
So I guess the logical question is, you see these things, you build relationships with people. What do you think that they can do, Sharon, if they want to declutter and they don't know how to start?
This is such a common issue, Marilyn, that I actually wrote a booklet called The Decluttering Battle Plan to help my clients conquer clutter so they can have the freedom to downsize if and when they decide. The Decluttering Battle Plan highlights not only the high cost of clutter physically, emotionally, and financially, but more importantly, it outlines our straightforward five-step strategy for conquering clutter once and for all. It's going to give you a place to start, a plan to follow, and tactics to overcome the overwhelm of dealing with the surplus belongings that we all seem to accumulate over time. It's effective, easy to understand, and best of all, completely free for the asking.
Well, you call yourself a realtor with smart realty solutions, and you definitely get started with the nitty-gritty, because I guess if someone's going to move, that decluttering aspect can be overwhelming. So the Decluttering Battle Plan, can my listeners get their own copy?
Absolutely. All they need to do is reach out to me at 416-460-5636. Or visit my website at smartrealtysolution.com and request their copy.
So with regard to anything to do with real estate, Smart Realty Solutions, Sharon Parenteau, 416-460-5636. Or you can visit the website smartrealtysolution.com and request your copy of Decluttering Battle Plan. Are there any other resources that you have up your sleeve, Sharon?
Yes. Actually, I'm so glad you asked, Marilyn. Yes, we have a follow-up program called the 30-Day Decluttering Challenge that will get you started in small, incremental steps that anyone can do in under half an hour. This is strictly an email offering. There's no hard copy, but it's absolutely free. We've had hundreds of our senior clients go through the challenge, and we know it makes a big difference. And again, anyone interested in decluttering as a first step to downsizing really should get in touch with me, and we'll get them started.
So the book, Decluttering Battle Plan, is yours free. One call gets you smart realty solutions with Sharon Parenteau and her team. The phone number again, 416-460-5636. Sharon, thanks for sharing that information, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you too, Marilyn. I look forward to speaking with you as well.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of award-winning Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resources, joins us and shares her expertise on person-centered care and more. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective.
Hi, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure to be on your show this morning.
So what are we talking about today?
So I would like to talk about our amazing caregivers. So, I mean, I highlight it in some of the calls that we've had together, but I would like to focus on our spotlight, which is featured in our quarterly newsletter, which will be coming out January 2024. I can't believe we're, you know, almost heading into the holiday season. This gives a snapshot to families or those needing assistance in the community on the type of caregivers we hire through Mosaic. They have their PSW designation, attend online health and safety programs through Mosaic, receive training on our Meaning of Me model through our person-centered care approach. And not many organizations have a true model and framework on person-centered care through processes and infrastructure. Our team of client services team works with our caregivers to provide support and communication when they need it in a timely manner.
So, Jane, is it possible for you to give us a highlight of one of your Mosaic caregivers?
I sure can. It is imperative that our caregivers provide a person-centered care approach. And here is one example I can share from a caregiver, Mia, who is one of our personal support workers. Mia has a gentle approach to care and is able to understand her clients in a deeper level. She will always look to implement little moments of joy in her clients' routines, something to make them smile and feel good about themselves. So Mia is providing a note to us that I'm going to read. I enjoy working at Mosaic because they have flexible hours that fits my schedule as a working mom. They also offer a lot of free training, which is helpful to improve the care that we provide to our clients. The client services team is excellent in providing resources and tools for their caregivers and clients, such as activity kits, which my client and I enjoy doing. Mosaic stands out because it is the only home care agency that provides a person-centered care approach and process. They treat their caregivers like family and recognize all the hard work that we do. I feel inspired and motivated learning new things with my clients. It feels so rewarding when you see my clients smiling and when they feel satisfied with the work that you have done for them, Mia.
Well, that's a very nice testament to you. Thank you, Mia, for sharing if you're listening. And Jane, what kind of work does Mosaic provide to help families? What are the services, I guess, and where do you serve?
So we serve in the GTA area. We also provide care in retirement homes and long-term care, and also in the community to keep individuals living at home. So we deal with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, end of life, companionship, lifestyle companionship as well, and to have meaningful conversation and also to connect people back out to the community as well.
And is there a number where people can just talk to you and find out what you do and if you can help them in some way?
Yeah, so our telephone number is 416-322-7002.
416-322-7002. And if someone wants your newsletter in January, can they ask for it with this number?
They can, or else they can connect with us on our website, which is mosaichomecare.com, and they can sign up for the newsletter online.
416-322-7002. mosaichomecare.com. Person-centered care comes from the heart and delivers well. And I think that Jane and Mia have expressed that today. And any closing words, Jane?
Yes, just a world in which we can connect meaningfully, find meaning and identity and support, irrespective of age, support needs, culture, gender, requires a much more connected, informed, inclusive, and integrated community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, because you work from your heart, you have passion, and person-centered care means so much. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Elsa called me after she moved into a small one-room, one-bath, one-closet bachelor apartment. She asked, what do I do to organize my stuff, my clothes? My advice, think edit and strategic location. Put items where you can see them and easily access them. Place hooks on the back of your bathroom door and then keep your PJs, nighties, and robes there. Get a horizontal hook rack and hang it next to your door. Then make the hooks home for your coats, jackets, and any other outerwear. Place a mat below them and store your boots. Organize your closet so the clothes for the present season hang neatly in colors, and slip your shoes on the floor beneath them. Store your socks, hose, underwear, and soft sweaters and t-shirts and anything else you're comfortable rolling or folding in dresser drawers. If you have wall space, open shelves can hold bags, gloves, hats, and accessories, as well as books and your treasures, and look quite attractive. Elsa used my closet organizing instructions to edit and organize her clothes. Then she maximized her storage capacity and was able to organize the clothes she'd love to wear this season. And she made them easily accessible as well. Everything now has a place and nothing is buried. She stored her excess items for spring-summer in rollaway boxes under her bed. On this National Housing Day, we all can edit our wardrobes, donate what we won't wear to help those in need, and with a little imagination, we can create an organized closet and an easy dressing solution, a space that holds what we want and need for this season. Anyone who has issues relating to their wardrobe or image is welcome to call me. I love being Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor. Just call me directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. After a brief message, I'll return and we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and more. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a happy story and some good information, I believe. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. As you know, I talk a lot about bathroom renovations on this radio show, but I haven't really touched on basement renovations. This past year, we met Doug, who was looking to rent out his basement. He has already converted the space to a basement apartment, but it's been over 30 years since he has renovated and modified it. Doug asked us if we would be able to give the basement a facelift so we could rent the space out for market value. That was definitely a task Greater Toronto Accessibility can handle. Here are the changes that we made. We removed all the drywall on the walls, properly insulated behind the walls, and then closed up the walls with new drywall. We removed the ceiling and also properly insulated it while reframing the ceiling with resilient channel so we could achieve better soundproofing to minimize the noise from above. We rewired the entire basement and installed new plugs, smoke detectors, and outlets to bring it up to code. We gave the bathroom a refresh as we retiled the shower and the floor and installed new fixtures such as a vanity, a toilet, and new lighting to brighten up the space. We completely replaced the kitchen with a new IKEA kitchen and a new quartz countertop from our fabricator. GTA designed the kitchen for Doug, and we built it and installed it as well. The entire basement got a new subfloor to add some warmth on the feet, and we installed new vinyl flooring throughout. We installed all new doors and baseboards throughout the basement. And finally, we gave the basement a fresh coat of paint. Doug was thrilled with our attention to detail, our punctuality, and keeping to our word on our time frame. The basement renovation took us just under 4 weeks to complete, and now the basement was ready for new happy renters to come in and enjoy the space. Doug has another property for us in 2024 to renovate from scratch with just an empty basement right now. So we're going to take it from the initial design stage all the way to building it and finishing it. We're really looking forward to taking on the project for Doug in the new year, and he's so happy with the outcome of his first job with Greater Toronto Accessibility.
So basically, Doug has spent some money on this reno of the basement, and now he's going to rent it. And I guess with Toronto rents the way they are, he's going to make some money. So that's very nice. You've made Doug happy, and hopefully the tenants will be happy with all the lovely living space. So what's your message for today?
So a message for today, hey, if you're looking to upgrade your space, just to make sure that, you know, whether it's a renter or it's just for yourself, Greater Toronto Accessibility is all in it for you. We specialize in renovations, and we're just a phone call away for a simple appointment. There's no charge for an appointment, just to take a look at that basement or the bathroom. So call us, 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And Daniel, when you do a total home safety check, you give a written report, you give estimates that you live up to, and you definitely deliver on time for any job you've done. Will that be the case for any basement reno? Will you be giving a written plan and making commitments?
Yes, absolutely. You'll get a full written report of the basement with a 2D diagram and then some pricing, so you'll know how much it's going to cost. So it's an estimate, and I know a lot of people that charge a lot of money for this. We charge $89.95. It's not a lot of money to get that full assessment done.
So an assessment, whether it be a total home safety check or for any kind of a renovation, even a basement, all you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, at 647-206-6409. And you usually throw in a show special, will you?
For sure. So the first three callers this week, I'm happy to give it away for free. So total home safety check for free for the first three callers this week.
So 647-206-6409. If you're interested, get your fingers busy and you'll save $90, basically $89.95. Total home safety check, Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel, and a shout out to Doug. I'm so happy that he's worked with you and that he's happy too.
Thanks, Marilyn. Talk to you next week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training. Strength training is an important part of an overall fitness program. Here is what strength training can do for all of us. It reduces body fat, increases lean muscle mass, and burns calories more efficiently. It is also a key compound of overall health and fitness for everyone. Use it or lose it. Lean body mass naturally diminishes with age. Your body fat percentage will increase over time if you don't do anything to replace the lean muscle mass you lose over time. Strength training can help you preserve and enhance your muscles at any age. Strength training may also help you develop strong bones. By stressing your bones, strength training can increase bone density and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. It can also help you manage or lose weight, and it can increase your metabolism to help you burn more calories. As you incorporate strength training exercises into your fitness routine, you will notice improvement in your strength over time. As you increase your muscle mass, you'll likely be able to lift weight more easily and for longer periods of time. Call me to register complimentary for my 1-week online group training and see if this is right for you at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
I exercise daily with Christine. A complimentary week of group training will definitely put you in the right direction to take charge of your health. Give Christine a call, ask your questions, get your answers, and definitely get that complimentary week of group training. The phone number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach. Thanks, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, to downsize, or to move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, the experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Our tip of the week comes from our client, Mary Ellen, who we just helped to transition from her house that she's lived in for 36 years, originally with her husband, and she raised 3 adult children there. Like many of our clients, Mary Ellen was finding the maintenance in her home more than she could manage. Sure, she was able to hire some services, but life in general seemed much simpler in a condo building in her neighborhood where she already had some friends and could keep her doctors. Mary's now settled in nicely, and her tip for you, don't leave things too long. When you have the time and the energy to make your own choices, Lori and her wonderful team will guide you and will deliver results that exceeded my expectations. Thank you, Mary Ellen, and on behalf of everyone at Moving Seniors with a Smile and our trusted service partners, we wish you much good health and happiness going forward in your lovely new home.
Good luck to Mary Ellen. If you're listening, all the best to you. You're wise to do things while you can. And with the help of Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, I know that you're smiling. Lori, how do we reach you if we want to talk about moving or downsizing?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Don't leave things too long. Take Mary Ellen's advice. She's happy and you will be. Thanks again. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a good one.
On this National Housing Day, we can be mindful of the need for a place to call home for each person in our country. Yes, new construction will come, but there are ways and means to help improve the lack of adequate housing right now. Remember the Golden Girls and their home sharing? Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls Canada will gladly help anyone find a housemate or two. The tiny house, laneway home, container or modular home, they may not be conventional, but they can be as inexpensive as $50,000. And when they're placed in back and side yards or on open lots anywhere, they create living space for a relative or a tenant or any homeowner. There's a win-win opportunity for any of us who can take these fresh home alternatives and run with them. Will Smith says, if you're not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time. Your life will become better by making other lives better. So whether we do simple things like clean our closet and cupboards and give useful items to those who need it, or we create space to help someone so they have a roof over their head, or we raise our voices and demand more homes sooner, better and innovative strategies, and address the Canadian housing crisis, we are taking positive action and we're making a difference. Let's not waste this National Housing Day. Let's explore possibilities and do whatever we can to make our Canada a welcoming home for all its citizens. To anyone listening who wishes to take charge of any aspect of their life, know that your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. Our experience, knowledge, and expertise is yours for the asking. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. Or as always, you're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Our objective is to empower any person to make informed decisions, and that starts with getting answers to a question and then taking action confidently once you have the knowledge. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you. The hour is almost over. So thank you to healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspective team again here next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and please resolve to do what you can to help make Canada a welcoming home for every person. There is no place like home, and we all have the right to have one. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.